Hello, my friends, and welcome to another live recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. I'm Payman Mutahidee, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I'm going to cover a very important topic that has got a lot of traction in the freedom movement, in the patriot movement, and it deserves answers. And that is, to live free of income taxes, you know, do you need to object your name in all capital letters, your name written in all caps, you know, or to object to your straw man? So I'm going to take a little time tonight and go over this issue. And then at the end of the Freedom Hour, as usual, I'll be answering any and all questions that you may have about this or any other topic of interest. By the way, Steve, if you could put that comment on my screen, I would appreciate that, the one that shows on YouTube and Facebook commentary doesn't show up right now. So I do want to mention to you guys, I'll be speaking in Utah on October 1st in Salt Lake area. And the event name, if you guys could give me that, I would appreciate that. It's a university in Salt Lake City. The name of it, I do not have at this time to give you, but if you're anywhere close to that or you want to see Freedom Law School speak, meet me in person, ask your questions. Folks, that's the place you want to be so that I can, you know, meet you in person and you can meet me and ask me questions privately. I'll be speaking with along some other about, you know, 10 or so other great freedom speakers in cryptocurrency and investments, but Freedom Law School is the only one talking about income taxes. So with that, I think we're just about ready to get started. So what's the topic?
Going to start the recording. Also, just FYI, it looks like we got a good amount of people in blocked off already.
Very good.
All right. Countdown starting in 3, 2, 1.
To live free of federal income taxes, do you need to object to your name being written in all capital letters, all caps, or to your straw man? This is a topic I will analyze, discuss, and answer for you clearly, the what and hows, and so you know exactly what to do about being free of income taxes lawfully and safely. I am Payman Mutahidee, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. To know Freedom Law School, you go to our website at livefreenow.org. And I've been saying for 25 years that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay the federal income tax. Livefreenow.org is our website, and you can check us out further there. Let's go to this issue. Let's explain it to those of you who may not know much about this topic. What is this whole all caps and straw man issue? So let me explain it to all the people who are new to this topic, what it is basically. You see this website, for example, says that straw man, why is your name in all capital letters? I only use caps for the first letter of my name, okay? So in this article, which we don't know who wrote it, it asks, do you ever write your name in all capital letters? And the question is further described to you as, why does everything associated with government spell your name in all capital letters? Is that proper English? proper nouns such as your name should only be spelled with the first letter capitalized only. Do you ever spell your name in all capitals? No, I don't think so. Why? Do you know why? Well, this article continues by stating that corporations are spelled with capital letters. That is right. Your name in all capital letters is a corporation set up for you by the United States Corporation. And another truth is that your federal government is a corporation. Okay. Now, you can go read more about this, folks. Let me tell a little bit more about it. Because, folks, it's true that the governments are all make-believe. There's no human being called the state of Florida, state of France, state of China, right? They're all make-believe entities. And there is no human being called Coca-Cola or Microsoft or Google. They're all make-believe entities. So they're all corporation, you know, a corpus from Latin word corpus, body, fictional, pretend to be. That's what they are. That's very true. What this website is thinking about corporations is a very basic, obvious thing. Okay. And it's asked this website, do you know why the government needed to set up a corporation spelled the same as your name, but in capitals? And the answer is, it is because no freeborn American would ever trade their time, labor, and energy for a currency with no value in and of itself. Corporations will accept a fraudulent currency printed by the Federal Reserve, which is also a corporation. And Federal Reserve is a privately held corporation. That is true. In the line of Milton Bradley, which makes the monopoly game, both corporations print money of equal value, except the Federal Reserve notes are backed by the U.S. people. Okay. Now, if you go a little further on this page, you see a sample birth certificate that they have here that has the name of this person, Denison Baker Hansen, in all caps. And you see that also the name of the mother is in all caps. And a lot of other stuff are in lowercase in this page. The name of people signed below are also in lower caps. So that is what the straw man issue they're speaking about is from this website's viewpoint. But there are others that have a little bit different viewpoint on this topic. Let's go to another one here. This one, your all capitalized name. And it says, a proper noun is the name of a person, place, or thing. An all capitalized name is not a proper noun. It's not a person, place, or thing. And is not a true name. Your all capitalized name on a credential or any of the government document is not a proper noun. It is not you. And for emphasis, as you notice, it's being all cap. This point is an all capitalized pointed to you. Okay. So, for example, says a judge at Raymond must ask you for your true name, but don't be fooled. He's asking for the real person who will be responsible for paying the damages to the peace and dignity of their all capitalized artificial entity. Okay. And the website says, if you respond to a non-proper noun as if it was your name, guess what happens? The judge immediately takes silent judicial notice. Got that term? Silent judicial notice that you are incompetent. Judges can take silent judicial notice of facts without telling you. Okay? See Federal Rules of Evidence, Rule 201, and similar state rules of evidence. Okay. Well, there's a legal authority, and we're going to look at a little bit Federal Rules of Evidence, Rule 201, but there's more. Let's go look at this other website. This one is Common Law Courts, Great Britain and International. On the top left is a Common Law Court, written in the logo on the top left. This legislature says, and has a map of the entire world. So apparently this is a international thing throughout the whole world, throughout Earth. That's what this website, because Great Britain and international, reclaim your name. And it says, did you know that because the government loves us so much, they created a legal fiction, in all caps, straw man. Let me zoom in on this a little bit more for you guys to read with me easier. Here we go. There, it's easier for you guys to read, okay? For you when you were born. This makes it easier for us to pay taxes, fines, and courthouse. How considerate. And you see a straw man picture on the right-hand side. Legal fiction was created without your knowledge, without full disclosure, and unlawfully. The government have been using this fiction throughout your life to deceive you. Okay? That is a very important thing. Of course, we know the governments are involved in deception all the time. We're not surprised to hear about government deception, right? And it explains that your legal fiction is your title and name in capital letters. Example, Mr. John Smith. When you obtain a bank account, a driving license, or a passport, it is issued to your straw man. Example, Mr. John Smith in all caps. These documents are not sent to you, the man or woman, but to the legal fiction. This is how the deception works. Okay. So this is another viewpoint on this website, and apparently this works all over the world, not just the United States, but all over the world. England, certainly, France, Germany, doesn't say if it's limited to China, Iran, where I come from, or African countries, or Polynesian countries, or you know, Thailand, Japan, it doesn't say. It does apply there also, African countries. So, right, so let's go see what another website says. Oh, this website, oh, I forgot to say. The explanation of this thing is here, this video they have here. Please go to our video page, watch a video called Meet Your Straw Man and Return Here to Claim Ownership of Your Name. Okay, so apparently this is the solution we'd be looking for, Meet Your Straw Man video. So if you put your mouse on this link, right? Meet Your Straw Man video, this video, right? And I've done that right here. You get the video right here, Meet Your Straw Man video. And if you play at this, which I did, you notice it is a cartoon, Meet Your Straw Man, an animated short. Now, what I'm confused about this, folks, and maybe you are too, is where is the legal authority? Why? A cartoon. Oh, it mentions Black's Law Dictionary, right? Why is a cartoon used to show something? You want to put the legal authorities right for you to see. So they mention, as you see, the Black's Law Dictionary, which is the most well-known law dictionary in America. And guess what? I have those right behind me. I'm going to show you because I've done my homework on these issues, folks, okay? Here it is, folks. I got Black's Law Dictionary. Second edition, okay, reprint 1910, Black's Law edition, third edition, actual for real one, okay, this is 1933, before President Roosevelt's Raw Deal or New Deal, they call it a New Deal, it's a Raw Deal. There's a fourth edition, Black's Law, fourth edition, okay, and this is 1950-something. Oh, yeah, here's the front page of the third edition of Black's Law. And here's the, oh, second edition doesn't have a cover. They didn't. That's a reprint. Those were real. I also have, furthermore for you guys, Bouvier's Law Dictionary. Yes, there's another law dictionary. Okay, this is in two volumes. There's a reprint. This is from year 1839. And I have an actual copy. This is antique, folks. Yes. Two set copy of Bouvier's Law Dictionary, right? 1868. And I'm a connoisseur, folks. I've studied these issues. See, I also have Blackstone's commentaries, Goes to England, Common Law. 1600s. Yes, look at that. Blackstone's commentaries. This is the Common Law Bible that everybody refers to, right? I got that there. By the way, I have some of it tapped and read because I read some of this. Not all of it, though. And then I even have the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. One that they this is a reprint that English language at the time of founding fathers, you know, was spoken was like this. And I've got tapped because I looked up a bunch of definitions in this stuff, what it is and what it means or not. So, you know, I've been at this since 1992, 29 years. I was 29 when I started this, and I'm 58 years old. Why don't these websites give you any of these legal authorities? But there is one someone gave, and that's Federal Rules of Evidence, which I'm going to look it up, 201, Federal Rules of Evidence. And it talks about the judges taking silent judicial notice, okay? So here it is. I looked up online, by the way. Here it is, Federal Rules of Evidence. I'm going to zoom it up for you. All you got to do, go online like me and type it in, Federal Rules of Evidence, okay? At the end of that, put 201, hit enter, and it'll come up. Just like you see, I got it, and it came up right here. And I'm going to open it up. Here it is. You know, a corner of law as the website they have it. And you see, it's called Judicial Notice of Adjudicated Facts. This is a legal authority. See? Kinds of facts that may be judicially noticed. Okay? This is a legal authority. It's a Federal Rules, okay, of Evidence. See? That's what it is. Okay? So this is a legal authority that can and should be used to back things up. The website is correct that the court may take judicial notice on its own. That is true. So these websites have some correct information. Governments and corporations are all make-believe fictional entities. True. And because we all know there's no such thing as Microsoft or Google, right? It's obvious. And as obvious as your head on your face, right? And we just saw an example of law. My question is, why don't these websites, any of them, have any actual legal authority, legal dictionary definitions, any dictionary definitions, U.S. Supreme Court cases, or other laws cited on these websites who make these particular claims? Well, before you go further, I want to show you something else, okay, about this, while you're thinking about that. Freedom Law School, in our application page for the Royal Fees Values, for example, okay, I have some things, you know, and our website on upper lowercase, but I have something in cash also for emphasis, okay? And folks, I do that myself. Here it is. Let me show you. I'm sorry. Here we go. Freedom Opportunity Plan in all caps. Why did I do it here? Because this is our compensation plan to pay you, okay, for our royalty and package referral. It stands out. Red stands out. Bigger font stands out. And the all caps stands out. That's why I put things in all capital letters. I got news for you folks. These people, these websites give you zero legal authority for these proposition. And your name in all caps means a dead corporate fictional entity, which is your straw man. Other websites further explain, I've seen them over the years, and I've heard about it, that your birth certificate is in all capital letters, is sold to the U.S. Department of Commerce, but the county, when in a county that issues your birth certificate. And then your labor of your life is captured by the federal government because they have this captured through your straw man, you name it all caps. And that's how the federal government and the Federal Reserve bankers can create money out of thin air, unlimited trillions, and spend it into circulation. Okay? That's something else that you hear. And the answer is this, folks. All of that is baseless legal theories. I'm sorry. I apologize to you for bursting your bubble because somebody sold you on this baseless legal theory which has no backing at all. No legal authority cited. It's just opinion or even one of them is, check this out, folks. This one is a cartoon. Really? The website says to see for further information, what do you do? Oh, look at this video cartoon called Meet Your Straw Man, and here's the video. Really? Is this legal authority? A cartoon video that puts a picture, cartoon of a Black's Law Dictionary? Somehow that replaces the Black's Law Dictionary or any other legal authority? Folks, don't be impressed by these big, thick words people throw at you. Sui juris, juris ad de jure, you know, corpus, you know, quantam, you know, common law, admiralty jurisdiction, writ of prohibition and mandamus and all these legal terms. Because when I was new like you back in 1992, when I heard people using these terms, my thing in 1992 would that before I did not know how to use law library. I did not know how to look up stuff for myself. My response was in my head, like, wow, this guy is pretty smart. He knows the legal mumbo-jumbo, which little Payman, 29-year-old from Iran, with a degree in business, still doesn't understand any of this mumbo-jumbo. I got to learn from this guy. Guess what? Later on, I found out it was all a bunch of BS. Some creative imagination and theories without backing. Okay? And then they go put it out there as fact, as law, and it goes one mouth to another, to another, to another, as reality and truth. And I've seen many people, patriots and the leaders, get indicted and go to prison using baseless legal theories. In fact, on our blog, on our website, I do have that. If you go to our website, you see on our screen, if you go under home, okay, then go to education materials. Last item is blog articles. You open up the blog articles, you find I got many articles about many things. For example, I came across this great freedom law theory that freedom law school should adopt, like the all caps letter, like the name in all, being a straw man, okay? I've addressed some of these things in there, okay? And I've also got examples of people using these things that they go to prison, okay? For example, this one about citizenship alone, state versus U.S. citizenship theory as just that alone. And you see here it is sovereign citizen Brewster Sett sentenced to 38 years in prison, relying on baseless fear. There it is, folks. See this man right here? Good man he was. I'm sure he was a good man. He's still in prison since May of 2018, which this article appeared. Okay? Here it is. He did all this stuff. Okay? And he was sentenced to 38 years. That's life in prison. Basically a death sentence carried on in prison because he was relied on this stuff, okay? Because he didn't know any real thing. You know, and he, what did he do? Some of the stuff he did? Let me show you. You know, in the article says, okay? And, he instructed local people how to set up common law court operations. Yes. Heard about that? Common law court. Not statutory courts, right? What else did he do? Okay, and he drafted fake warrants for various elected official arrests, phony subpoenas, and other paperwork. He would serve on various public officials. Okay, he did all this kind of stuff, which was all nonsense. Okay, and so he was convicted of, in process of 34 felony counts of whatever. They just threw the book at him, all kind of stuff, racketeering, attempting to influence public servants, filing false legal documents, tax evasion, retaliation against judges, you know. And, he, you know, he also, so this guy, folks, got himself and a lot of people else in trouble. Folks, I love you. I care about you. I don't want you to go to prison. I don't want you to lose all your stuff. You know, and you know, your home and bank accounts. I want you to be prosperous. I want you to be free and happy, folks. And you're probably thinking, well, Paymon, you're just putting these guys down because these guys are your competition. Yeah, that's why you don't like these guys, because they take the business away from you. Okay, that's a fair argument. Let me address that argument for you guys, okay? Let's go to our website. I'm going to show you this. Go to livefreenow.org under victories. You see law school victories over the IRS and student victories over the IRS, okay? Now, there's many victories you see of our students right here. Example, that's Freedom Law School. Here we got our students. Student victories. These are examples after examples. And these examples, you see, victory numbers, they are hyperlinked to the actual documentation that backs up all of these claims. That's right. You see, so for example, I'm going to show you one of these, okay? Here's a case, for example, $350,000 case tax assessment would be better than full. Look, click on a detail right here, open a new tab, the hyperlink, and there you see the documentation of that, okay? Okay, wait a minute. This is a wrong hyperlink we got in there, guys. I'm going to get another one that's correct. We did a website. This is not done correct. Sorry. Okay, let's see. Okay, here it is, 2010. I reduced erroneous assessment to zero. Let's open this victory up in detail. And there it is. Nope, I think we got to fix these. Okay, sorry, guys. Okay, oh, okay. I did click wrong. Here we go. Here it is. In this case of 555,000, here it is. And here it is, the documentation, our hyperlink in here, that the proof and the tax court decision. So here is the final notice of intent to levy. The IRS was trying to levy this guy and claim, here it is, IRS, you see, on the, okay, in 2008. Okay, they wrapped this guy for, here it is, you see on this page, on the bottom right, $687,000. You see that? Yep, that's the amount. You see clearly now, right? So, next document, I'll show you proof that we beat this thing. Okay, where was that? There was that. Here we go. and then the tax court decision that ruled in our students' favor. Here's the decision of the court about $687,000. That's a tax court. Here's the petitioner versus the commissioner. Okay, for your 2009, the guy's from Florida, right? And decided, the last paragraph says, order decided that the 2000 notice of determination concerning collection actions is under Section 6320 and or 6330 is not sustained with respect to taxable years 2001 and 2002 because the appeals officer abused the discretion for those years, okay? So that was a victory about this, and you see this was signed by a judge in 2010. Let's go to, for example, Freedom Law School victories. There's a lot more of these, folks. IRS has been investigating me since 1994. Yes. IRS has looked at me over 25 years ago, closely, right? Yep, and IRS is still unable to stop Freedom Law School from exposing IRS of deception and robbery of the American people and helping you be free. Here's the details. Folks, in 1994, IRS began investigating Paymon, right, as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. This is before there was Freedom Law School in 1996, folks. Way back then, folks, I have been under criminal investigation as far as 1994. Yep. And after about 18 months, they gave up that investigation. And the documentation, here it is, folks, is proof. They ready? Here it is. I'll show that to you. There's explanation of the actual documentation. You see that, right? Case history worksheet and highlighted. My name in the left, Pei Ma Motede. Below that yellow on the right side, RECD, receipt case from NGR manager. Develop a referral and refer potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. You can zoom on it on your own, folks, on our website. On the left of that, Sue Gary CID, Criminal Investigation Division, on the left, 1994. And you see below that, Sue Gary CID, Sue Gary CID, folks, okay? So they know about me. How come I'm not in prison? How come I never did straw man, reclaim my name in upper lower case and free? Maybe all caps. Straw man is not the answer. Look at this, folks. You know, so victory number two, folks. I beat the IRS. They came after me for over 10 years and $700,000 of taxes they put on me, and I removed it all. December 2009. There it is. $700,000 approximately. Yep. November 2011. All removed. Click on his hyperlinks on your own. You'll see them. They are there. If they're not, come and tell me you are a liar, Paymon. So the answer is not all these baseless legal theories, folks. Please don't do it. I've seen people get in trouble relying on utter baseless legal theories because it sounds good. Feels right. Makes sense. Yes. So does the Easter Bunny theory make sense. You know, so does the, you know, the Rudolph the reindeer, Santa Claus. That makes sense when the North Pole brings gifts on Christmas Eve, right? Makes sense. And you will find a lot of websites on the internet talking about it. Of course Santa brings gifts from North Pole, because all the websites on internet and YouTube, they say that. And Easter Bunny does bring, you put your tooth, a gift for you when he takes your tooth away. All his websites are internet. And videos, I've seen videos say that. These cartoons say that. Does that mean it's true? Just because a lot of websites claim that, does it make it true? Of course not. But that's the problem. People just believe whatever they read because no one showed you real law, okay? And that's where Freedom Law School is different. I share real law for you to be really free. What you want to do is to go to Freedom Law School's website, folks, okay? At livefreedom.org. All you got to do to find out there is no law requiring you, 99% of Americans, to file income tax, go below that and watch this video right here, folks. Yep. This video will show it to you, okay? You click on that. Go click on the bottom side on the YouTube version, and you go to the end of the video. It's a 9-minute video, folks. It puts you in a playlist you see on the right side of 5 other videos to be seen on top of that. These are all short videos, about 5-6 minutes each. So watch this video and then the short videos on the right side. And then for the detail on who is required to file IRS Form 1040 forms and pay income taxes, this is a short version. There's that box on the top left of the video. Click on the box on the top left. You see a longer 54-minute detailed version. That's the one to watch to get the clarity. Also, below the description of Freedom Law School here that I've highlighted in blue right now, my name. Click on the Show More button. It opens up, and you see, watch a full topic here at the link provided here. That's also linked to that same video. That's what you want to do, folks. The information is there on our website, and everything is documented. If you'd rather read, okay, I can help you with that as well. What you can do, folks, is go to our website, go to on the top right to petitions, and open up the petitions on the top right. When you do that on the petition page, I'll tell you, write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from Irish deception, robbery, and slavery. That's right. Lawfully and safely free yourself. You have it in your hand. Watch a short video on the topic. Read instructions below that right here. And the petitions are right below this four right now. There'll be more. And the one in the bottom left is the most important. First one about individual income taxes. You open that. You see here how you can lawfully free yourself from filing and paying income taxes. There's another one on how to stop withholding on your pay, social security taxes, and more. And you go below that, there's instructions how to do it. And yes, a video on avoid tax prison time 100% of the time. Yes, 100% of the time, I will guarantee you, will not go to prison if you, as you watch the video, properly follow the law as published by government official sources from their own official website, like you see in these petitions to Congress, which I'll show you one now, okay? So before, I mean, if you go above all that, and early on here is actual petition, hyperlinked, now open that up. When you click on this, you know, petition, here's a PDF of it, enlarged. You see letters into congressmen. Okay? And I'm going to make it bigger. See, this is about justification for congressional investigation on income tax collection. These letters all have the law exactly quoted from the government's own official websites. Like this one right here, I'll show you, okay? This quote I'll show you is here, is Internal Revenue Code Section 1, okay? This exact quote from that law, okay? And the other ones, his U.S. Treasury regulation of Section 1 is exactly quoted verbatim, and Supreme Court cases and so forth. These petitions explain to you fully why you are not required to file income tax. Only federal government employees and those who are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. are required to file a income tax. And this petition, folks, is only 9 pages. And on page 10 is a list of all the legal authorities mentioned in here. A through J. Only they're listed. They are actually, folks, attached. You could read the actual source of the law. The same regulation I mentioned to you earlier. Here it is. This is the actual regulation I showed you earlier. You can see it for yourself. The relevant part of them is highlighted here for your convenience and now your congressman. So this is, folks, from official government websites. This is foolproof. That's why I'm not in prison. That's why IRS does not even be able to steal $1 from me. Okay, and they're still investigating me right now. I'm under criminal investigation. They looked at me in 2003 or earlier as an abusive tax shelter promoter, and guess what? After 13 years of studying freedom law school, they finally closed that because I've done nothing wrong, and they have known it now. Here it is, folks. Victory number 3, right? Freedom Law School beats IRS's bogus claim of being an abusive tax shelter promoter. And here's the details. His documentation is all right there, folks. You don't have to go all over the internet looking for this website, that website, and stuff for free. I got the petitions on my website for you to download, send the congressman, and you free yourself for free. Now, those of you who say, "Pay, but I don't want to learn all this stuff so much," if you want help and support, no problem. That is also an option with our Royal Theater Package that will give you unlimited consultation, help, everything done for you, attorneys for you, all paid in full with the annual membership fee. You don't have to become a lawyer either. None of you do. But if you want to support, that also is available. The good news is your search is over. Right here at Freedom Law School. Not this baseless legal theories out there you come across. UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, Sovereign Citizenship, State Citizenship, you name it all, capital letters. Straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, pending statutory admiralty maritime courts versus common law courts. Go back under common law for maritime admiralty statutory courts and not using zip code in your mail. And, you know, and on and on and on, folks. There's tons of these baseless legal theories out there. So your search is over, folks. Freedom Law School is there to help you live free. And something else, folks. Freedom Law School does not hide behind a website. It's me, moi. And there's a phone number to call. You can actually talk to a real human being. Yes. Look on the front page of our website on the top left is our phone number, 813-444-4800. Yes, right there. Because we don't hide behind some email, some answer you can call. We'll be happy to guide you through our website or YouTube channel if you want to help you live free. That, folks, congratulations. Your search for freedom, peace of mind, prosperity is here. You've arrived. I also relied on baseless legal theories when I started back in 1992. I also paid $1,500 of 1992 money to get an untaxed package for the guys that eventually went to prison. You started with patriot mythology, baseless stuff. It's okay. Nothing wrong with you. I wasn't there just like you. But when I heard the right stuff, I just say, no, you're right. You're wrong. You're wrong. No, no, I'm right. I didn't take that approach. So please don't take that approach. Okay? Take that approach up. Okay, I'm going to open my mind. Look at these things with an open mind. Check into some more. And demand proof of these other guys. Show me proof that this has worked. They have no proof either. And this stuff works. And based upon that, you don't file income tax and you're free. They don't have it. So you know what works? Go to livefreenow.org, folks. There is your answer. You want to live free now? Go there, and you will find your freedom you've been looking for lawfully and safely. You stop filing income tax and tell others, folks. If a friend turns you on to all his basic legal theory, do that friend a favor and tell him or her about Freedom Law School. Give them a choice. Okay, if you belong to a local Patriot Freedom meeting, go to them. Tell them about Freedom Law School, our website. Give them the chance. They might treat it like religion, and you cannot talk someone out of the religion, right? Don't even try. But this is not religion. But some people act like it is. That's their choice. You give them a chance to see the real truth and law to be free. Okay? I love you, and I want you to live free. So go to livefreenow.org and start living free now. All right. Thank you for your patience. How long was that, guys? 41 minutes. Let's go to your questions. Let's put the call-in number on the screen to answer your questions about this or any other free topic you're interested in. The number to call is 657-383-1755. And then push 1 on your telephone keypad. And that will let us know that you have a question. And I'll take your questions one person at a time. Let's try to put the number on the screen one more time. No, it's not working yet. The call number, folks, will be put on the screen momentarily. Here it is. You have three callers ready to ask questions. Beautiful. I'm not going to put these dictionaries away. I'm going to just put them aside, folks. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, I see my service slow down, and it picked up speed again. So it's good, it looks like, right now. There's a lag there. Guys, I have a little technical issues, guys. Yeah, the number that's coming up quickly. It's not coming up, unfortunately, the call number at this time. It's stuck. So, all right, folks, hang in there while we work out the technical issues. Let me get the number of the three calls we have there. And, folks, remember, to protect your privacy, do not give me your last name. Only first name. Then tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then go ahead and ask your question. What are the three numbers we are going to take the callers from? 262 caller, 949 area code, and 425. Okay. Call from America 262, my friend. You are first. What is your first name?
Diana.
Diana, okay. All right. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Diana?
We go way back.
Diana, your voice is shaking very hard. It may be on my end, but I don't think so because we use Blog Talk Radio for that. Might be having some technical issues, Diana. Hang in there. Hold on. Let me test it. I'll go to the next caller and come back to you because I apologize. No, I don't hear fine on my end. You hear fine on your end? I heard anybody was shaking. Diana is shaking on my end. So it looks like we may be having some technical issues. Yeah, okay. Diana, let's try again. How did you hear about us?
I said we go way back.
We go way back.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to take my headset off. You talk. I'm going to have to hear. I guess everybody else hears you fine except me on this. So I'm going to hear it from my speaker over there. Okay, go ahead. Diana, say it again, please. Go way back.
Great. California.
And, okay, very good. Let me try again. Okay, go ahead and speak. You were saying, Diana, and what's your question, Diana?
My question is this. First of all, I wanted to just mention that I think you need to take a vacation. You sound very tired.
You're right. I'm by my nature a very intense, hard worker.
And I know.
Thank you for your love.
Okay.
I appreciate your concern. You're right. I'm noticing it. Yes. Yes. And how may I assist you, Diana?
Okay. My 33-year-old daughter and her husband are expecting their second child this October. And I heard on the Hour of the Time that parents should not fill out the birth certificate information at the hospital to avoid giving full care and custody of their child to the state. Are you familiar with that claim? And if so,
yes,
how
I heard
could
the claim
I help
that don't
children?
Get a birth certificate? Do not. That's a mistake. Now, do not. What you can do? Well, you don't have to do that at the hospital at all. That's fine, because the hospitals are paid by the government to give a social security number, a Satan surveillance number, also a slave surveillance number to that child. And so the best way to avoid that is don't give baby a name. They cannot issue a birth certificate. You get one yourself later on, a few weeks later, from the county. That way they do not issue that. I got several children, and guess what? None of them have a Satan surveillance number. Some minor, one of them is an adult without a number. Okay, as an adult, they want to get one, they can get one. Okay, that's their...
Okay.
So you don't have to give that number, that birth certificate right away. Get it later. That's the better thing to do.
And where could so that I may provide that to my daughter and her husband? They live right there in Florida near you.
Call your county. The county, they'll tell you what the correct official is in your county. Then handle birth certificates. So that's all you're going to do. I don't know exactly. It's different everywhere. Call county, and somebody will give it to somebody or somebody else. Oh, this office handles registering births. And with that, then you get a U.S. passport and other documents they need in reality. Look, it's okay to get a U.S. passport. It is really okay. All right?
Okay.
So you can go travel internationally freely without problems. Any other questions, Diana?
No, that'll be it. Thank you so much. And try to get some rest and take a vacation.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank
you.
I feel that. Yes. Thank you for your love. I appreciate your kindness and noticing, Diana. Okay, we have another call from America 949, my old stomping ground, Orange County, California. What is your first name, my friend? Are you there, caller from America 949? I guess not. Let's go for right
now. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay, what's
can you
your
hear?
First name?
Can you?
Yes. Justin? John, okay.
John,
how did you hear about John. Oscar, John?
Oh, a couple years ago, I used to, be one of your collecting information from you and learning all these things about 20 years ago here in Orange County, California.
So you knew about Freedom Oscar 20 years ago when I was in Orange County, California?
Yeah, you were out. Yeah, you were in California. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
My
question.
Okay. Here's my question. I found out back in 1975. I needed to go live in the Far East, so I had to get a birth certificate. Right. And so New York City. I was born in New York City. I had to get a lawyer to change my name because the birth certificate had a different name in it, and it was in lowercase. And so the lawyer went to court, and petitioned the court to change the name, and they changed it to the name I've been using all my life because I needed to get a passport, and I had to have, of course, when you get a passport and get all those things, you got to have it in uppercase letters. And I used the name I've been using all my life versus the birth certificate name was a different name in lowercase. So then 25 years later, I thought, okay, I'm going to go live in Uruguay. Well, I needed then to have a birth certificate. So I started the process again and called up New York, and they said, there's no such name. And the lawyer died. So after much research and everything, the lawyer never recorded in New York that changed it to the name I used all my life. And so finally I sent it in, and they changed it, drew a line over the other name in lowercase, and wrote the new name in uppercase, which the new name is the name I used all my life. So from what I've learned, if you're in lowercase, and I don't know if this is real or not, but when I asked the people in New York City who handle all this, the supervisor, I said, why is my old birth certificate in lowercase? And now I have uppercase. She said lowercase was given either by a time of birth, some privileges being either a senator or some powerful person. My mom at the time had worked for the Vanderbilts as a cook. And my real father I never met, sort of jilted. And so I'm looking in. So I have a birth certificate with lowercase, name changed to uppercase. And it's all legally steps. The lawyer died. So I'm saying to myself, where's the advantage? A lowercase and forget the uppercase or what?
Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
Oh, I see. You sent us some stuff by Staples. Yep. I see the documentation.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. I'll answer your question very simply. I see the uppercase, all caps, your name. Okay. I see that. All right. Well, I tell you what. Here it is. You want to see proof? See, here's the thing.
Yes.
We go by science. See, I look at this scientifically, logically. In other words, we should be able to repeat this theory every time. For example, my theory in his glass is water. Send to any lab, they'll tell you it's water. Any lab, million of them, they'll tell you this is water. Also, they'll tell you this is a glass, okay? And if you drop it, it'll break like a glass. You can get 1,000 of them. You can repeat it every time. So you cannot go based upon it's logically false because of one human being's experience to jump to conclusion, isn't it? See, that's the problem. Too often people just jump to conclusion because, oh, well, for me, for example, if people call me and say, "Hey, Mon, this thing really works. How do you know that?" Well, because after I wrote the IRS, they never wrote me again. Ah, see, my magic Patriot theory letter works. That's proof. Could there be other possibilities, like they're too busy, IRS, too incompetent? You know, IRS is very incompetent, folks. That's not proof that they left you because of your letter. See, that's jumping to conclusions without proof. That's just guesswork. Be careful. This is not guesswork. You want to go to be free with guesswork only? Oh, I thought I was right, but I think I guess I'm in prison now. No.
Well, what I was thinking.
Hold on. Let me show you. I'm going to give you another example. And we see one case doesn't work that way. They say, oh, maybe that's not so. Let me give you my own example. Look at this. Okay. This is Freedom Walks of Victory number 2. What IRS came at me for over 10 years, about $700,000 of taxes. And I clicked on the free documentation about it, okay, the victories I got. And there, here they are, one of them. This is IRS appeals office. Ruled in my favor, November 20, 2011, okay? By the way, it says right here, I win, supplemental notice of determination. That says, by the way, second page, it has been determined that the tax assessment should be abated, which means removed. And the notice of fraud
page
withdrawn.
Let me ask you one question.
Not yet. Let me make my point, and you can ask me questions again. Okay? This is a real victory. Now, let's go back up. Look at my name. Paymon. Have your name in all caps. But they also have my address in all caps. Does that mean anything? My street name and city? Okay, IRS has their city in all caps, Riverside. But the address, the IRS, the street address is upper lowercase. See, if there's a real agenda, should it be consistent? Why is my address completely all caps? Their address only city is all caps, not the name of the street. Let's look at another document. Oh, this is a letter that wrote to me that they removed the tax liens. Oh, look at that on the top right. It's issued by Sidney Morris on the top right, name in all caps. And my name on the left is also in all caps. Now, IRS's address, everything is in all caps. Stop H42G, and so is Cincinnati, Ohio. How about that? Everything's all caps this time, okay? And, of course, by what this letter says, the second, first paragraph, second sentence. This notice is being withdrawn under provisions of the Internal Revenue Code. Because the first statement says, the Internal Revenue Service previously filed a notice of federal tax lien against your property. This notice is being withdrawn under the provisions of the Internal Revenue Code. Encloses a copy of form, whatever, withdrawal of filed notice of federal tax lien. You see? This is actually a real victory, okay? And you see the name of this person is just signed on there. Yeah, upper lowercase. These fictions, they're not using all caps about themselves all the time. Funny. And look at this on this actual withdrawal of file notice of our tax thing. My name here, look at my name. Paymon Motede is all caps. So is the address. So is, look at the top left. Area, small business / self-employed area number 7. That's also all caps. But not the writing below it. Gee, why is such a mishmash of all caps here? Oh, look at that. On the third column here, UCC number, UCC is all caps. See, and this withdrawal is 90,000 was removed. Place of filing, county recorder, San Bernardino County, San Bernardino, California, all caps. Oakland, California, all caps.
So that falls under the UCCI?
Look at this. Oh, this is another letter wrote to me. Look at what this one says, okay, from the IRS. let me show you. Internal Service, they wrote to me, right? Department of the Treasury, December 28, 2011, right? And this guy, his name is all low, upper lowercase, and so was my name. Wait a minute. They had my name in all caps, right? Mm. Why is it upper lowercase here? His letter is in response to your application for a withdrawal of notice of the federal tax lien with the IRS. Your application has been approved. Okay, form withdrawal of notice of federal tax lien are being sent to a local recording office. But the original notices of tax liens were filed. And you see, go below that. Oh, this gal's name is upper lowercase. But look at this here. You with the printout, huh? Has me in all caps again. Wait a minute. Look, am I the all caps, Amon, or the upper lowercase? The same letter refers to you one time in upper lowercase, one time in all caps. So there's proof of the falseness of the certificates we treated one time. It didn't work. One time is enough. You have proof this disease is caused by this. If one time you can show this is not the cause of the disease. So now, if you want to be like a religion, I want to believe in it, go ahead. Believe it. I love you and I care for you. Do that. But I'm not going to spend my time spending another 20 minutes arguing about it. I give you enough about this issue. It's your call, my friend, to accept it. But let me answer your one Twitter question and we can go to the next.
Okay. So basically, when you want to get anything to do under the UCC, you have to have caps for driver's license, whatever. On the birth certificate, when it's a lowercase, you don't have to have all those government issues until you grow up, licenses and things like that. So I guess you answered my question.
Again, it's all doesn't matter to your driver's license, marriage license, fishing license, hunting license. It doesn't matter any of these documents. If your name is upper or lowercase, it's just for emphasis. That is it. For to stand out. Look at Freedom Lawson's page. Why do I have there is no law in all caps requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax? Is because I don't understand that. That is it. Why, look at the top left. Why is Freedom Lawson on our logo at all caps? I just want to stand out. This family are interested in blue, so it stands out. Why is Freedom Lawson in here on green on the top here? Just for emphasis. Folks, you can't read into things because of guesswork. You want to be 100% right. Not, I'm guessing, I could be 50% right, 80 or 95% right. Do you? Because that means you're going to be 5% wrong, 20% wrong, or 50% wrong. Don't take chances. Okay? Be sure you're 100%
right.
I
appreciate it.
Anything else?
I appreciate you gave me the information I need, and I appreciate that.
And let me tell you about UCC again. All this stuff, Uniform Commercial Code, has nothing to do with your freedom and your rights. People say, that commerce law is supreme. Common law is supreme, but they use commerce law to get rid of common law, but you can get back under common law. You must reserve your rights under UCC 1-207 or change to UCC 1-205. Uniform Commercial Code has nothing to do at all with taxes, you're getting behind your wheel,
right,
traveling behind it, or fishing or hunting or anything else. That's just some guy's cockamamie theory that people say, looks good, sounds good to me, feels like the founding fathers, pure, sovereign, it feels good that you're free, but the reason we're not free because too many Americans are too busy making a living to go beyond
the major news headlines
to read stuff for themselves about the basic stuff. You know, a lot of Americans do not know there's three branches of U.S. government, executive, legislative, and judicial. They don't even know that. A lot of people don't know.
We were trained to be stupid.
You don't own the First Amendment, and people don't know. They're too busy. And when they're not busy, they go on the TV, watch sports or soap operas or entertainment. They're busy. And that's where they're fooled by the propaganda and elect corrupt people who bought by the big banks and corporations. That's why. And we don't know about law and our rights. Okay?
You're 100% true. And they keep us asleep with the TV.
That's right. Any other question before I go to the other personal question, my
no,
friend
No, I appreciate
John?
That. No, you clarified that for me, and I appreciate it. And thank you very much, and
thank
keep up the good work, and take good care of your health. Love you.
Thanks.
And thanks again.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for calling. I love you, John. Thank you for calling. If I come across off, I apologize. I don't mean to come across harsh. I don't know, passionate sometimes, and people sometimes mistake my passion with anger. I'm not angry at you at all. I love you, and I thank you for bringing up this great question for everybody else to also hear a discussion about. After 425 caller, we have two more callers, area code 215 and area code what? 347. Excellent. All right, call from area code 425. Your name? I heard about us.
Brian.
Yeah. Ron?
Brian. Brian. Yeah.
Yes.
I heard about you guys through the Bitcoin Bin Network. He's cryptocurrency guru.
Very good. And how may I help you, my friend?
I was telling my son-in-law about the program. And I haven't got a membership, but I'm going to. I think you're awesome. But he was asking, well, how does he deal with it with his employer, because they take the money out, and of course we don't want them to take the money out. We want them just to give the whole paycheck, right?
Yes. Yes.
So
great
there's obviously.
I'm glad you asked. Uh-huh. Let me answer you. About withholding is one of the most commonly asked questions I get asked. It's a very good question, Brian, and I'll show it on our website. Again, if you go on livefreenow.org under petitions, okay, and open that link in a new tab, under petitions, you'll see how you can write them, Congressman, to free yourself of income tax, including withholding. At the bottom of this page, there are links to specific issues. The second one you see on the bottom left is free yourself from tax withholding, okay?
Okay.
So you open that link on a new tab, and you see the petition there on page on how to do that. And here is how you can stop your employer from withholding for the IRS from the paycheck. Follow the instructions in this page, okay, in detail. It's all there. You see all that? And there's a video explaining it in more detail here also, okay? And the actual documentation, the documents you need is all here on this page. It's all provided. Now, as a Royal Freedom Package member, which looks like you're interested in, all that will be done for you at no extra charge. And if he joins your son-in-law as well, all of this will be done for you at no extra charge, because it's included with the Royal Freedom Package. Everything IRS related is done for you. Complete on consultation. Everything with no hourly fee. I charge $600 an hour for my time. But for a Royal Freedom Package member, zero. Just maintain your yearly membership. And your son-in-law, how old is he, by the way?
Yeah, I'm here.
How old is your son-in-law, Brian?
He's 28.
Younger people pay less than 35 and over. So look at our website. You see that we make it more affordable for young people like him who normally make less than older people. That's just the way life works, right? So
yes.
That you can take advantage of that. We allow payment plans also because we want young people. They are the future of America. We want them to be free, okay? So look at our website. Call us if you have further questions. Anything else I can help you with, Brian?
I just want to thank you for being a patriotic child of God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
And support, Brian. I appreciate you very much, my friend. How about Call for America 215? What's your name? How you heard about us and your question?
Yes, sir. Mr. Paymon.
What's the name?
Saul.
S-A-U-L. Saul, S-A-U-L.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Saul.
Yes, I heard about you. I was watching the documentary Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. And I happened to scroll across one of the feeds, and I seen Freedom Law School. So that's how first got into looking you guys up. And the question I have, I just received a letter from the so-called IRS, and they were saying I owe them some taxes from 2013 and 2014, and they're giving me until September 15th to pay the amount in full or request a CDP hearing, which is a collection due process hearing. So I just wanted to get some advice from you as to what's the best way to go about doing it.
I'm so glad you called me, Saul, now and not next week. Because that letter you got is one of those important ones. Okay, notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to hearing sent to you by certified mail and gives you until that September 15th to ask for hearing, and you should ask for hearing. Make sure you send it by certified on or before the due date to have proof of timely mailing, and that may be your best opportunity to potentially challenge and zero out the whole thing. Now, I'm not a magician. I cannot make everything go away. For example, a guy I'm talking to, the IRS comes out asking for millions, 1040 tax concession forms. And I'm trying to help the guy and minimize the damage, but, you know, I told him, look, you confess to all this money being owed. I'm not a magician to make him go away. Okay, so what can or should be done depends on, you know, specifics of your situation. Did you file for 13 and 14? How much do they claim you owe them?
For 2013, they were saying I owe $14,000, and 2014 they said I owe $4,000. So it's like $19,000 altogether.
Okay. Not a huge amount, but it's not small, like a couple thousand either. So, but yeah,
right.
you file for those years or not?
Yes, I remember filing, yes.
So you file the 1040 tax confession form, claim you owe the money or not? Well, I don't know. You file suppressed. That's one bad you got, my friend. Sorry, one mistake. But with the best based upon what you said you owe them or they came after you for more, that all depends. We really should do a private paid one-on-one consultation for 1 hour. And then take my time and go over your situation in more specific detail. Come up with an answer, a solution that's tailored to your specific situation, my friend. So what you want to do on our website, if you're lost to the website, when you go there, under home, there's Get Could Help, and then you below under home. Get Could Help tells you right there how to get a one-on-one private consultation, okay? So that's what you want to do, my friend. Is it on here or just call us? You know, it's right here. It is. Yeah, paid consultation. That shows you how to do that. Any other questions you have, Saul?
Oh, no, sir. That's the main thing right there. And like I said, I guess I'll give you guys a call and have a consultation and see what's the best thing we can do.
Be sure to ask for hearing right away. I mean, today's with the 9th, tomorrow's the 10th. You guys, next Tuesday, Wednesday? So,
yes.
Ideally, you could set for consultation right away, express mail tomorrow,
right.
Friday, so you can talk Monday, and we can maybe get that hearing form done for you correctly. Or you could do one yourself and then correct it. You know what I'm saying? As long as you mail out anything with your information in there and sign it, that qualifies as timely. That's the most important thing, being timely. So if you can do that, if you need to do it on your own, fine, do it right away, okay, before the 15th. But ideally, you talk to me before then so we can make sure even that's done right correctly and then see where your options are from there to make the best of the situation. And by the way, have you filed since after 14, 1040 tax confession forms or not?
No, the last time I worked was in 2015 because I worked for the railroad, and I had stopped in 2015. Then I went out on disability, and I had to fight with them for at least 3-4 years before I finally got my disability settlement through the Railroad Retirement Board, but I hadn't worked since 2015.
Okay, very good. All that and more details, we got to go over one-on-one to figure out what's best for you, my friend, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling, Saul. Let's go to other callers we have. Area code 347, what is your first name? How did you hear about us? And then your question. Are you there? Caller from America 347. Are you there? Okay. Not there. Anybody else with any callers we have right now? No, that's it. How about questions on our chat discussion? Okay. Well, I want to respond to LG. It seems hopeless in California, but the recall effort may be California's only chance. I fully agree with you. Larry Elder is a great man. Yeah, I know about that. Yeah, it's if he gets elected, he can make a big difference out there. Okay. And Samanga just got their candidate read. Can you help F us? I don't know. Give us a call. Okay. Put the number on the screen or feel lost. You did, okay, yes. So anything else you think I could add more about that, you think, guys? Any other comments, questions? Now, self-employed construction worker, you know, you need to pay income tax? No, you don't, Mike. The only people lawfully required to file and pay income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody else anywhere on in the world that performs the functions of federal public office. Soldiers, bureaucrats, post office workers, that type of thing. Congressmen, judges, they do. You don't. You're free. Okay? I think that's it. So, folks, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for giving your time and hearing me. Share this information. Please like our videos. Subscribe to YouTube, our YouTube channel. Get on our front page of our website and sign up for the email list to be on our email list because we're going to get cut out, folks, one of these days. Go to our website, livefreedom.org on the bottom, and sign up to be on our email list. So when they cut us off, we can be in touch with you, my friend, okay? So it's all right here. And I'll give you all my love, and I wish for you to be free. So educate yourself to freedom. Live free now, my friends.